everybody. Welcome to another episode of Neither Gods Nor Mayors, the name of the show that this is.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, welcome this is for the sophisticates listening to the bonus feed.
Yes, exactly.
Neither gods nor mayors.
Nidja ni mel.
It is Riley. I am your mayor for this episode. And I'm, of course, joined by my deputy mayors, Maddie and November.
Oh, hey, you, get these cattle out of the Eye of Sophia.
Yeah. And we have a guest mayor this show as well. It is Isaac Kneebone Hopkins, friend of me, resident of Bristol, and the host of
Brag.
I've got at least one friend, and the host of the podcast about activism, People Just Do Something, which is hosted by the Bristol Cable, Bristol's only news source. Isaac, how's it going?
I'm very good. I'm glad you got my main CV point up top. Friend of Riley. That opens the doors for me. I'm ready to go.
Now, what we're going to do today is we are going to talk about a mayor, but a mayor in England, which is super, super different from mayors in the rest of the world, because England only invented having mayors who had the power to do more than just like cut ribbons in like 2012. Or rather, we had an interregnum. Where like
outside of London, anyway.
Yes, and there was this throughout the medieval and early modern period, mayors of towns had actual power. But then the problem is, all of the power gets concentrated into Parliament, and then mayors become increasingly symbolic.
Yeah, I'm on the third side of the English Civil War. The mayors, it's like cavaliers, roundheads, and then a bunch of guys wearing sashes.
And. So we're going to talk a little bit about one of, I would say, England's most, and non-London England's most archetypical mayors, a guy who was so bad that his city voted to abolish the office of mayor after he was mayor. It is,
oh,
of course,
that's the dream.
The city that said no gods, no mayors.
Yes.
And for that, we love them.
We are, of course, going to be talking about Bristol's Marvin Rees.
Yes.
Bristol might actually have said no gods, no mayors. I think if any city has said that.
Yeah, well.
I've been very fully waiting to do him since we started because it was such like an incredible story as a mayor abolitionist myself.
I'm a mayor reformist. You know, I don't think they need to be doing all the things that they're doing or taking up as much budget as they do.
If you get rid of the societal conditions that create mayors, we don't need
mayors. The George Orwell quote where it's like, as soon as I see an actual flesh and blood mayor defrauding a worker, I know instantly which side I'm on.
Yeah, local democracy is the worst system of local politics, except all the others that have been locally tried in the locality.
Local Stalin?
Look, only a good guy with a mayor can stop a bad guy with a mayor. That's what it always says.
I'm going to build on that. I'm going to say good guy with a sash. That's right. A good guy with a sash. Now, of course, before we get into talking about mostly Marvin Rees and a little bit George Ferguson, his predecessor, the first mayor of Bristol, and the second last. We have, of course, a section we like to call either municipal or mayoral roundup, depending on whether or not we remember the name.
And this time we remembered to put items in it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
You can tell because the theme is like playing forwards instead of backwards, which it's like the flag being raised over Buckingham Palace. It indicates that the municipal roundup items are in residence.
Let's hear that beautiful bia.